Title: Layerold School DNB Break Roll for Rewindworthy Drops in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build one of the most addictive moments in drum and bass, that old school jungle style break roll right before the drop. The fast snare chaos that makes people reach for the rewind. And we're not just going to spam notes either. We'll do it properly in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools, clean warping, slicing, a tight roll pattern, modern punch layering, and a little tension effect so the drop lands like a brick. Settle in. By the end, you'll have an 8-bar setup where bar 8 is the roll, and bar 9 is your drop. First, quick setup so Live behaves like DNB. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is normal, but 174 is a sweet spot for that rolling feel. Turn on the metronome, then set global quantes to 1/16. That way, when you're triggering and editing, everything snaps in a way that makes sense for breaks and rolls. If you like staying organized, drop a few locators in arrangement view. One that says build, one that says roll, and one that says drop. It sounds basic, but it keeps you thinking like an arranger, not just a loop maker. Now we need a break. Drag in an old school break to an audio track. Amen. Think. Hot pants vibes. Funky drummer style, anything with character. Crunch is good. We're going for that classic texture. Click the clip so you see it in clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to transients. Then bring the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40. The envelope setting is a big deal. Too low and it can get clicky. Too high and your transients smear. We want punch, not mush. Now play it with a metronome. Your goal is simple. The break loops cleanly on the bar without drifting, without that drunk drummer feeling. If it's not sitting right, right-click in the waveform and choose warp from here, straight, on the first downbeat you trust. And then check the end of the loop. If the end is landing early or late, adjust your warp markers until it cycles perfectly. Don't skip this. Warping wrong is the number one reason beginner break rolls feel messy. Once it loops tight, we slice it. Right-click the break clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. For slicing, choose transient. Use the built-in preset, that's totally fine. Live will create a new MIDI track with a drum rack full of slices. This is your roll playground. You're no longer trapped in audio editing. Now you can play and program the break like it's a kit. Before we write notes, here's a coach move that saves you from randomness. Pick three hero slices and commit. Open the drum rack and audition the pads. Find your best snare crack slice. Then find a noisier snare or ghost hit slice, and find one hat or shuffle slice. That's your core. If you use too many different slices in a roll, it stops sounding like a drummer and starts sounding like you fell down the stairs in a sample pack. Now let's program the roll. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on the sliced drum rock track. Open the MIDI editor. Start with the classic anchor. Put a snare-ish slice on beat 2 and beat 4. Even if you're doing a crazy roll, these anchors tell the listener this is still drums, and they keep the groove grounded. Now, we build the roll energy in the last half of the bar. In beats 3 and 4, start adding repeated hits at 1/16 notes. Don't worry about perfection yet, just make it feel like the drummer is starting to panic. Then for the final quarter of the bar, push it faster. That's where the classic jungle oh no here it comes energy lives. If you want that true frantic buzz, move into 1/32 notes right at the end. A simple way to do this without overthinking. Draw 1/16 notes for that roll section. Then select the notes on beat 4 and duplicate them so the spacing halves. Duplicate again if you need. You're basically forcing the density up in a controlled way. Now, if it's too robotic, don't immediately reach for swing. Do the more realistic thing. Nudge a couple of hits slightly late by a few milliseconds and vary the velocities. Old school rolls often have a human wobble, but the trick is tiny movement, not sloppy timing. Next, velocity shaping. This is what makes it sound like a performance instead of a machine gun. Open the velocity lane. Put your beat 2 and beat 4 snare anchors up high, like 110 to 127. Those are your listen to me hits. Then for the roll hits, don't keep them all the same. Start the roll around 70 to 90. Then gradually climb as you approach the drop, up into the 100 to 120 range. For the final one or two hits, you can spike to 127 if you want that rewind moment. But here's a pro mindset twist. Sometimes the biggest drop happens when the roll gets smaller, not louder. If your drop isn't hitting hard enough, try lowering the very last roll hit slightly instead of boosting it, and let the downbeat do the real impact. Okay, the break roll has vibe, but old school breaks often don't have modern consistency. So now we layer clean punch underneath, create a new MIDI track and add a drum rack, load a tight DNB kick with a short tail, and a punchy snare that has body around 200 HC and crack around 2 to 5 KHC. Optional. A closed hat, but keep it minimal. Copy the MIDI from your break roll clip onto this clean drum layer track. Now simplify it. You do not need to double every little hit. Put the clean snare on beats 2 and 4, and then decide how much you want it in the roll. Beginner-friendly option. Only layer the last quarter bar of the roll with the clean snare. That way the roll intensifies into the drop without becoming pure noise. For the kick, keep it intentional. Usually, beat 1 is enough for the pre-drop bar. You can add a ghost kick if you want momentum, but the goal is not a full beat here. The goal is tension. Remember the layering rule. The break provides texture. The clean layer provides impact. Now we tighten the layering, because this is where beginners accidentally ruin it. Zoom in around the snare hits. If you hear a flam, like two snares slightly apart, that's your break slice and clean snare not lining up. Use track delay in the mixer. Nudge one track by tiny amounts, like minus 5 milliseconds to plus 5 milliseconds, until it hits like one unified smack. Alternatively, nudge MIDI notes slightly, but track delay is fast and reversible. Extra check, if the clean snare feels hollow or like it's fighting the break snare, you might be dealing with phase weirdness. Open the clean snare in Sampler and adjust the sample start by a tiny amount. Just a few samples can change the punch massively. Or drop a utility on that snare chain and test phase invert left and right. Don't overthink the science part, just choose the setting that gives you the biggest, least hollow front hit. Now that both tracks hit together, group them. Select both drum tracks and group them. Name the group Roll Drums. On the group, we'll use a clean stock chain that slaps without destroying dynamics. First, EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 35 HC to kill rumble. If it's boxy, dip 250 to 400 HC by 2 to 4 dB. If the roll is ripping your ears off, dip a little around 6 to 9 KHC. Second, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 4 to 1. You're not crushing. Aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction during the roll, so it feels like one performance. If you want extra bite, turn soft clip on and glue. Third, saturator. Use analog clip or soft sign. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then bring the output down to match level. Saturation should feel like heat and density, not why is it suddenly louder. Fourth, limiter as a safety net. Ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. Don't smash it. Just catch the occasional spike from those last hits. Now we add the tension effects that make it feel like a real pre-drop event. Start with filtering. Put auto filter on the break roll track, not the clean layer. Choose a low pass 24 dB filter. Automate the cutoff over the roll bar so it closes down. For example, start around 8 to 12 kHz at the beginning of the bar and end around 1 to 3 kHz by the end. This makes the roll feel like it's closing in and choking the air out of the room, so when the drop hits and the filter is gone, everything feels open and huge. Next, the classic jungle reverb throw. Create a return track with reverb. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High cut somewhere between 6 and 10 kHz so it doesn't fizz. Even better, put EQ 8 before the reverb on that return. High pass around 300 to 600 HC so the reverb isn't washing low mids all over your mix. If it bites, dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz. Now automate the send amount from your break roll track. Keep it small early. Then do a big spike on the final snare hit. That's the whoosh into the void. But here's the key. Cut the reverb return right before the drop. Either automate the return volume down or automate the send back to zero so the downbeat is clean. Reverb tails can absolutely steal your drop impact. Now the pitch ramp. This is that old sampler, tape up urgency. On the break roll clip, automate clip transpose from 0 semitones up to plus 2 or plus 4 over the roll bar. Subtle is enough. You're not writing a melody, you're creating urgency. Optional but extremely effective. Make the roll smaller instead of louder using stereo width. Add utility on the roll group, and automate width from 100% down to about 60 to 80% over the roll bar. Then snap it back to normal on the drop. That wide narrow to wide story creates impact without extra loudness, and it feels very pro mix even if you're a beginner. Another optional tightness trick. Choke groups. In the slice drum rack, set your snare-ish pads to the same choke group. That forces each hit to cut the previous hit off, which keeps 1/32 rolls crisp instead of turning into a smear of overlapping tails. Now arrangement. Put this where it actually hits. A reliable structure, 7 bars of build, then 1 bar of roll, then drop on the next bar. So bar 8 is your roll, bar 9 is the downbeat of your drop, and right before the drop, consider adding a microstop. Literally cut the drums for 1/16 or 1/8 right at the end. Silence is power. That tiny gap makes the downbeat feel like it hits twice as hard. Also, make sure your bass or sub is not fighting the roll's low end. If you need to, automate a quick high pass on the roll group in the final 1/8, like up to 120 or even 200 HC, just to give your sub a clean runway on the downbeat. Before we wrap, let's cover a few common mistakes so you can dodge them. If the roll feels sloppy, it's probably warp. Fix the break warping first. If you use too many random slices, the roll will sound like edits, not drumming. Commit to hero slices. If you hear flam, align your layers with track delay or tiny MIDI nudges. If your drop feels weak, check reverb tails and cut them hard. And if everything is the same velocity, it'll never feel like a real roll. Shape it. Now a quick 15-minute practice you can do right after this.